everybody. This morning is a nice day. Can you believe it's supposed to be 60 today?
No, I didn't even
last
realize
chance
that.
To wax your car. Well, yeah. So I think. Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody to Franklin Township Board of Trustees meeting. This is a special meeting. It is now 9 o'clock a.m. on November 13th, 2023. Should questions be submitted via email to Steve Mazur at franklin-township.com by 8:30 on the day of the meeting. If we could open in prayer, please, sir.
Yep. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to be in the midst of everything that's said and done, and Lord, give us clarity and let us do your will in this township. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If we could say the pledge, would you like to lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm thankful that we have a country that we can do that with the way the world's going nowadays. Okay, if we could have a roll call, please.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Okay, so just a side note, there will be no opportunity for public comments during this meeting. For us, this is us getting the budget. And Lindsay, I'll turn this over to you, and then you, Phil, or Jeff.
Yes, it's
Jeff. I'll turn this over to you and allow you to start the presentation.
Well, my understanding, we're talking about the police budget.
Okay.
Yes.
So make a correction, police budget. Put police in front of budget.
So, not exactly sure what you want to discuss or what the questions are, so by all means, ask as we move along. Okay.
Do you want the lights turned down a little?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that up there.
That's a good job for me.
I don't know if he
so
kind of stuff off or not.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. That's good.
There seems to be a number of questions. Something about where's the $700,000? Why are we going deficit so soon? Why isn't the levy lasting as long as it should? Depends upon some things here. Discussions centered around a levy back a couple of years for the police. And that levy centered somewhere around 7.3, 7.4. I believe that's what the trustees approved. There was several discussions, and calculations had levies as high as 9-something. And feeling amongst the people involved, 9 would never pass. Anything that high would never pass. So it was scaled down and settled out somewhere around 7.4. And I believe the trustees had a few different levies presented to them, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong on that, and the choice was a 7.3 or 7.4 mil levy, which was, I think it was a 3-something renewal and 4 mils new or vice versa, okay? So all along we've been making the same presentation as what you begin to see up on the board there, and I have copies, but in the dark you won't see much. So we've looked at this a number of ways leading up to approval of the levy, and now at least looking forward into 2024 and what the budget will be for 2024. Sorry, tax budget. So there's a column there labeled 2024, and that's what we're going to look at. Okay. So one of the things that I want to make everybody aware of too is I have a habit of always looking out another 5 years to see how affordable things are for a department or for a fund. Always done that, have always done it since I've been here too. When I started here in 2020, first thing we did is look out 5 years. Can we afford to do this? So that there was at least something objective-wise to make a decision by, okay? So we've been working with We met with, I met with Steve, we put together a budget for 2024, and I think Byron's off sick at the time. I keep updating this. Actuals in the three columns that you see here, okay, for those two columns, that is actuals through 10/30, okay? So,
if you got a copy there, yep. I wouldn't mind taking a look at that. I mean, I can see with this light right over me. I'm good. That's fine. I mean, it's well lit.
So what we're looking at right now is one with no weight.
Okay.
Okay.
One more, please. Ralph, would you like one, sir? Does that help?
Thank you.
So I can tell you that the property taxes reflected for 2023, back up to the top, okay, which is right here, represents both first half, second half real estate settlements. There might be another small settlement coming in from manufactured home. I don't recall right now, but I can tell you that is the year-to-date number. And if you take a look at and compare it to the prior year, well, you will find the property taxes have gone up $961,000. Mm-hmm. Of that number, there's $53,000 in there for a collection of prior year delinquents. So you're still up $910,000, $920,000. Okay, pretty good. There is still a homestead rollback settlement to be received, which comes down to that row. There's only $20,000 sitting in there. I'm sorry, it's a $20,000 increase. It is actually received $90,000 in homestead and rollback. So you've got 910 plus 90, you got almost $1 million in property taxes over the prior year.
Okay, so that's up, correct?
Yes, because of the new levy.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, and if there's any doubt, I have the supplement sheets.
That's okay.
Okay. This spreadsheet, or right now, does not reflect any wage increases. It assumes essentially the same dollar amount for salaries and benefits going out 5-6 years. 24 out plus 5. Okay? And as you can see, it's pretty much $1,070 for wages, and back here's $1,070 for wages. So we just assume that the budget for 23 is the same for 24 and going out. No wage increases. That also means that there's no benefit increases except for health care. And beginning in 2025, started to apply a 15% increase on the health care. You may do better, you may not. I can tell you, I've got a 17% increase at the village I work with. SHRM, the Society for Human Resource, says that the average should be around 8% increase. But we're not seeing 8%.
You're seeing 17.
Seeing a lot more.
So that's over how many year period? Like a 5 year period, 17?
Annually.
Every year, 17%. Wow.
Well, 17 for me at the village.
Right.
That's 1 year. I don't know what they're going
to
do with the rest.
Because I know Lindsay's office really did. Robin was able to, we locked in for what, 5 years?
Then this will be the last year, right?
You got a 2 year agreement, if I understand correctly.
Okay.
24,
it's going to be
23.
Yes.
And that's reflected here as to stay the same.
Okay.
Okay. But it's not uncommon for there to be annual increases in your health care.
Okay.
You also have an HRA plan that there is no cap, so it's extremely expensive for you. Just in the police department alone, we have budgeted $55,000 for 23. We spent 51. That's a $35,000 increase in payouts on the HRA.
Now, I know some people are against the HRA.
Well, it's great, but there's no cap on it.
Right, I understand. And we basically do not pay the highest pay to people, but to be able to offer what we offer for benefits with the HRA and their families, we so far have been able to maintain that. And me as one person, for the employees, I would like to see that continue as it has. I don't know, Chief, you've been here how many years?
It's a choice for the trustees to make.
Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you that the fire department's not a whole lot different.
I understand that.
Okay. But that's an extremely expensive benefit that somewhere along the lines you probably should look at trying to cap it.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay. Purchase services, contractual services, materials and supplies that are in here. The budget for 2024 is up 4%. That's in line for roughly what the inflation outlook is. It seems to be hanging between a little over high threes and four. After 2024, I'll show you what I did, just so you can see the percentages. So 24, 4% down the line. 25, 3% down the line. After that, 2%. That is in line with what you can look into out there.
Very hopeful.
Give or take, again, it's a guess.
You're very hopeful.
Supposedly, the trends from the labor standards are heading that direction. So I was trying to be conservative and follow something that I can back up.
You can put lipstick on a pig, too.
Yep. So, all right. Anyways. I don't want to go into the details unless you really want to focus in on the object codes there. I think the bigger picture is the important thing to look at. I do want to point, no, I'll come back to that one, okay? So if we go down to the bottom of the worksheet, all right? We have excess revenue over expenditures, or in other words, net increase, decrease in fund balance each year. Now, you have to understand that with a property tax levy, there's a life cycle that goes with it. Whether you have a 3-year, a 5-year, or 10-year levy. Usually the first half of the levy, your property taxes will always exceed your expenditures, or should. Because what you pick up in the first few years gets consumed in the latter years as your expenditures go up and your property taxes stay the same.
Right.
For the most part, always keep in mind, property taxes on voted levies is fixed income.
Right.
Okay. Yes, there are some minor increases, but usually they don't amount to a whole lot. Okay. So as you can see, again, this has no wages or wage increases built in. Your increase in the fund balance every year out through 2029. And your fund balance is growing. Now, keep in mind that your salaries and benefits represent, I wrote it down here, wages and benefits budgeted for 23 is 81% of the budget. Actual to date is 84% of the budget. Doesn't leave a whole lot for the rest of the operating expenditures for the police department. And again, not out of the ordinary, but that is a very high number. So wages and benefits, again, are extremely expensive. Okay? Again, no increase here. The fund balance stays positive. Okay? If we go and we look at building in an increase for wages and benefits, benefits are driven by wages. Okay? So, my understanding is what's proposed is a $4,000 increase for everybody. That equates to a 5.5% to 5.75% increase. And then they want 5, 5, and 5.
Okay.
5% in 24, 5% in 25, 5% in 26. If I change the worksheet to take into account wage increases, look what happens to your fund balance.
Of course, it's going to change. It's going to negative.
Absolutely. By 2027, you are in a deficit of $345,000, $49,000. That's almost three officers.
Right.
Officer runs $100,000 to $130,000 a piece. Actually, here they're probably $110,000 to $130,000. And at the end of 26, you get $32,000 left. you really need to have 1 month average expenditures as a carryover to meet your needs in January without the fund going deficit with it, which is a violation of state law.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What is 1 month? What's the total?
1 month. I'll tell you in a second. $1 month is $209,000 in 24.
209. And what are we looking at for a carryover for this year?
At the end of 23, we're looking at $1,132,000.
Carryover.
I'm sorry. Got to look at the budget column. About $374,000.
Okay. So that's, of course, for this year. And then next year, there's going to be 20% less than that, and then 20% less than that. Would that be accurate?
And now with that 374, is that already subtracting the police cars?
No.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry.
Glad, thank you.
Okay.
Because in the budget, there's always been one police car.
Right.
Okay.
But so we're trying to get two by the end of this
year.
We'll
come back to that topic.
Okay.
Okay. keep in mind that what I said about the life expectancy or the life of a levy and how it works. It goes up like this, and then in the middle of it starts to come back down. You're seeing on a graph. So we're looking at, if the year ended at the end of October, you'd have $1,132,000. It is going to drop for the next 2 months because of payroll and all your expenses.
Sure.
Okay? If you do hit the budget exactly, you're talking $374,000. Normally, you only spend about 90-95% of your budget. So it will be slightly higher.
Okay.
Okay? But again, you need to have that higher balance to carry into the next couple of years so that you have something to carry you out into 5, 6, 7 years.
So what I'm looking at here is the chief has done a good job staying within his budget and having carryover because as long as I've been...
We're 10 months into it yet.
Yeah, I understand. But we have not, that I'm aware of, other than 9 years ago, we borrowed from the general fund, and that was when one of the levies went dry.
It was about 8 years, yeah.
8 years ago. So since then, we've pretty much always had at least, what, Chief, 100, 120,000 carryover?
Yeah, I mean, it varied, but... depending on expenses, levy, potential wealth.
I won't disagree that with you having to carry over balance, but I wouldn't rely upon the history in 2020, sort of 2019.
So let's do this.
Because you got a lot of accounting problems back in those years.
Right, I understand. That was tough to know what your budget is. But strategically, the method in which the police department has operated in and the way that he's operating now, he is going to carry that would be significant or on point to what we should carry over to be able to carry us like at that 120 mark. Is that correct?
No, your carryover we just calculated was 209,000.
How much?
209.
Right. So that's okay. He's well above.
Now, problem is, again, keep in mind, if you go for reducing fund balance at the end of 24 by $400,000.
Right.
Your deficit is going to appear significantly faster.
Okay, I understand that. So we have 4 years to, this is where I want to bring something else up. So we understand where we are as far as a forecast going out 4 years. Rather than go back to the residents to increase, you okay?
Yeah, I'm like... You changed the formula.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not...
Right. That's without.
Okay.
I have one over here with. Okay?
Okay.
But I got you. I want to keep you focused up there.
Yeah.
Okay? So, as you're pointing out, your levy's going to carry you for a couple of years, yes.
Right. So what we...
Would you repeat that again, Jeff?
So what this is showing... is the levy will carry you for a few years.
Sure. Okay.
Far short of what the desired length was on that levy.
So what I'd like to...
It's a shorter time than what we had anticipated, yeah.
So what I'd like to do, Jeff, is turn this to another direction to take a look at. So we know that we're, the direction that we're going, how we're doing it, we do see forecast storms that could be, well, obviously the money, I mean, it doesn't lie, the numbers don't lie. In 4 years, either we would have to do another levy or have another source of income.
Correct.
So at this point, we don't see it. We don't see the traffic cameras anytime soon. Is that correct, Chief?
Yeah.
So one of the things that last year, and January is coming, that the board needs to, that, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I wait to. No. The board needs to consider is a township-wide levy. And how would that look?
Would I you, don't know. Because I do not grasp the township-wide levy scenario.
Okay. So the people in the audience, to give them a scenario or assumptions of what a township-wide levy is, basically any property has been annexed into the town, from the township into the city, would be subject to pay our taxes. We would do away with every levy, have one levy. When we looked at this once before, just for the police would be $1.2 million that they would pay. So if we are sticking to our budgetary numbers, if someone else out there is kicking in $1.2 million, it lowers what we all pay. So
are
that
you saying you would get rid of the levies for police, fire, and road?
No, no. They would all get their own. And each one would go for their own individual township-wide levy. But you can't keep the current levies that you currently have.
I understand that.
You can't just have one. You could have one, and then the board would justify which one goes to where. But I think it's best that if we do a vertical where each one has their own levies that come in like they currently do, you can't commingle them.
That's correct.
So if we had a township-wide levy, we would need to look at doing so and educating the people. We would need to look at numbers that would come from Kerry Ritchie's office to say with X amount of things that are going on. So what this also does, it behooves of any business to want to annex into the city, because you're going to still pay dual taxes. You're going to pay the city tax, and you're going to pay township tax. So even if someone bought the casino or bought the Westland Mall or developed it differently and they annexed into the city, we wouldn't lose that tax base because they would still be subject. This would be a yes and no vote for the public. The public would either say, yes, we want a township-wide. I think it's they dined and dashed. Why should it be on our back? Or no, I think that's wrong if someone would pay dual taxes. So it would totally be up to the public, which at that time we would see more funding come in and we would see the residents paying out less because there's more fish in the pond.
So one would need to be able to compare the tax rate that you're proposing for township-wide versus the effective rate.
I would venture
for
to
our police versus fire versus roads.
I would venture to say, with just guesstimating, we could drop the residents by 2 mils on each by bringing in, and you're getting the same services, if not more. At that particular point, with the growth of the township itself, meaning that what's coming in West Lamont, etc., we can increase our police department and strengthen our fire department, because when you look at what we have for our SAFER grant, when it runs out,
that's equivalent to 5 mils.
Exactly. So by just alone from the previous numbers that we had, just the casino by itself was $1.2 million for fire. That in itself would be more than 5 mil in the township.
It would be a little over 5. It would come close to covering the 10 firefighters on the
absolutely grant. And that's one location. That's not including the other locations.
Also keep in mind, in the change that you're proposing,
yes,
state law now eliminates homestead and rollback.
Correct.
On new levies.
Correct.
So your residents automatically are going to start paying 12% more.
Right. However, 12.
Plus whatever.
Right. But again, the ones that have the rollback, if my chicken scratch and what I've been looking into would be correct, they would still be at the same of what they're paying. They'd still get that, but everybody else would too. So they wouldn't be paying more. They're effectively losing that rollback, but they're not paying more.
I don't have any numbers to look
right,
at.
Right, so. Right. We won't know the exact numbers until we sit down and look at that.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay, we start redeveloping at West. What type, I'm sure it would be property tax, property taxes which we receive revenue from, property taxes.
Yes.
Is that the only income that will be eligible for at Westland?
Correct.
Other than maybe subsidizing our services such as police and fire.
The JED.
That would be the only additional revenue that would be due is what is generated by property taxes,
yes.
Is that correct?
Well, you will pick it up. I just don't know how much that's really right. Going to be worth. And there's several other factors that come back into play with that.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a period, a drawn-out period, and who knows how quickly it's going to increase. And I mean, that's just an unknown factor. Yeah.
Mr. Yeah. Horn, if you look at the property in the status that it's in now, the
right.
Value versus 5 years from now, if there's all these buildings that they want to build, it's
yeah.
Astronomical, the difference
well,
in cost.
Yeah. It is. Buildings. It's my understanding, and sitting through all the meetings, Westland meetings, the major thing is going to be housing,
mm-hmm.
You know, property.
So, in order to redevelop.
Now, there will be an amount of retail and that type of thing there, but
yes.
I'm understanding.
Right.
That it's going to be the major portion of that development will be for home and homes.
A small portion. I met with the owner.
Yeah.
And
so did you
on the site, and there's just one portion that is proposed, and that's backed by the movie theater in that area.
Right.
Housing.
Here's something else that has to be considered.
And that is housing back there.
That's what's proposed. That doesn't mean it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Isn't up by
well,
the old post office?
So
it's going to be like a senior citizens.
That's what I've heard. But
so
we don't
they
know
have,
for sure.
Haven't right. Changed their plans on that at all.
I don't know for sure, and it's hard for us to say and put something out there that may not be correct.
Correct.
I think we need to stay focused on it.
Now, another question I had here was. My understanding was the chief had was saying that we would have a substantial rollover from this year of approximately $900,000.
No, what I said is at the end of this year, we'll know how much we have in the bank minus how much we spent, and that'll be our rollover.
Okay. We need.
So we won't know until. In December.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
See, I'm hearing that you said that we have 700,000 coming from your lieutenant.
No. We
that's
don't,
what
we
he
don't.
Told. No, that's what he told me.
I understand that. He
well,
say
I
a lot
mean
of things.
To start,
I
know,
heard I hit
a debate here, but we got to get clear on it.
Well,
so,
I just proved to you I didn't.
So what we know for sure is at the end of December, we'll know exactly what the rollover is.
Right.
And it all depends on, you know, the cars. What it costs us to operate
okay.
In November and December.
I think what I heard from the lieutenant and what he was talking about is if you looked at the numbers today, he wasn't saying
it's
December.
It's more of
that,
a guesstimate because
right.
You don't
well,
know
what
you're
that wasn't
spend.
What he told me.
That's not what he told me.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely
no, my understanding was straight through that we would have
okay. Maybe I
over in excess of 900,000
Yeah, I heard that number.
So
I was approached with something similar.
My point is, if it's
I was approached with something similar.
Yeah,
some of that needs to be clarified.
If the year ended in October, that would probably be correct.
Okay.
So.
Well, he's got clearly got a misunderstanding on it. You know,
well, he's not factoring in the cars either.
So that definitely needs to be clear, because it's to a point that we're starting to kind of information's getting out there. That, my God, we're going to have almost $1 million carryover. You know, I mean, it's.
Yeah, if the year ended in October and we didn't have cars.
You know, I've gotten asked about that a little bit, and I just kind of, I said, no, we're not there. I don't know.
No, it's a guess until you get into December.
Yeah. See, that's where.
Aren't you getting some of that kind of feedback, Jim, so to speak? Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we need to
clarify this thing. Yeah.
We have a confidentiality issue with inside the township.
Okay.
In this building, in these departments.
Yeah.
And people just need to learn to.
To step back and let's get this thing squared away.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Department heads, not pointing at you. I'm talking all departments.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Speaking. Yeah.
Just, there's a confidentiality problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, instead of coming to the source.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or. That they start talking. And they hear crap that's not true,
right.
Or they half hear it and half understand it.
Sure.
Not saying, you know, but it's coming from all directions.
No.
We just happen to be talking to you today.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But
that needs to be infer anything other than that's what I'm kind of hearing.
No, I understand that.
And then there's other people starting to say, talk.
Well, that's the thing is people need to. People need to, department heads, and
I'm glad you ladies are here to listen to some of that too. You know,
just a rough estimate, looking at some numbers on the spreadsheet.
I
would venture to guess, and it's a reasonably educated guess, that your fund balance will be somewhere around 650 to 750, 800,000.
Okay.
Okay. You're running about $120,000 a month for payroll. And you get your other expenditures. You get 2 months of payroll to post, that's $240,000. If you buy cars, that's going to lower it more.
Correct.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, really, we're going to be down on the payroll. We've got people that we don't have. We've got positions that we don't have, you know.
Do we have up there... by any chance, or is it lumped in one? Just curious how much fuel we go through a year.
Yep. Just a second. Now, that row, you're looking at, right now we're at $34,000. Last year it was 36, but if I recall correctly, there's at least $5,000 worth of fuel purchased out of ARPA, out of the grant fund.
So where were we... like 2019 when fuel was down to 170 something, $1.79.
$35,000 then.
$35,000 and we're at 36 now.
Well, yes. And I can't tell you whether October's bills were paid or not yet.
Gotcha. I'm just it'll be interesting to see from the end of this year what we're at in fuel, where we were 2019, how much difference does it make from $1.79 to
almost three. So you're hanging about $45,000 a year, and you're up about, from 19, you're up $10,000.
Yeah. We also had less people in 2019.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah.
Well, and we also had a lower staff in 22 because of the uncertainty with the levy.
Right.
And there were brownouts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were.
So, yeah. Anyways. All right. And right now, fuel's just hanging... for what most of us see, between 290 to 330 a gallon, depending upon where you go. I think there's a little bit of a break price-wise buying it from the vendor because some of the taxes, federal taxes, are excluded from that. So it might be in the vicinity of maybe 260-ish on that. But I think our total gas tax is like 38 cents a gallon. for this state. So, anyways, again, looking at this and what happens when you start to build in wage increases. Okay? Levy falls very short of the 7 years that was planned. Okay. Now, the other question that seems that is out there, and I realize the resolution got tabled for this, was a desire to purchase two cars instead of one. I can tell you that, and as I showed you, we have one car in the budget at $70,000.
Capital outlay.
Okay. And what's it normally cost us? $65,000. Yeah. What were we getting those cars for?
Closer to the mid-40s. Plus, you got $15,000.
Okay. So let me ask you this: was our two cars totaled by any chance in this last accident?
We don't know. One possibly could have some frame damage, but I won't know until I talk to Westway.
Okay.
The other one, no, it won't be totaled.
Okay.
So it was asked as to where the dollar or the budget number amounts.
I was just thinking, let's see, what did this car accident have?
I never got one.
I didn't get one either.
Jim was on the text, right?
So again, it was asked as to where the dollar, the budget amounts came from to get the extra car. Tax collection fees and election expenses were originally budgeted $52,097 for 23. The actual on the tax collection fees is $38,000, and the election expense carryover from prior years was $968, so way below what we estimated.
Right.
Okay, which is great. Okay. I can't tell you what happened with the county auditor and treasurer fees for collecting the property taxes, because first half was significantly higher than the second half. Right. And usually they're pretty equal.
Okay.
So I don't know what really occurred there. But either way, you're looking at 38, 52, 10, $14,000 of appropriations to be moved, or can be moved with trustee approval down the capital outlay. And you're also looking at $8,700 out of the election expense to move down that can be reallocated. So I think overall we reallocated, was that 34,000? No, 22,000, and 22. We supplemented or bumped the appropriations up $34,000 to get the second car,
right,
and get that appropriation line item for vehicles up to 125,000.
Right.
So the 34,000 would have an effect of reducing the carryover balance.
Yes.
Because we're increasing appropriations, but we're also moving $22,000 out of two lines right there that is not needed for the rest of the year. And I believe that resolution hasn't passed, right?
Yeah, they just passed the appropriations.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not posted meeting in these numbers yet.
So if we go,
that was just passed, what, last Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't changed it yet.
Yeah.
What does that do with us on the future car purchases?
Well, looking at the future of car purchases, and I know myself, they've gotten very expensive.
Okay? I know they have.
I also know Ford is not producing any cars until 25.
Aren't they?
So 2025. Your Chevy Tahoes are more expensive.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know of a police chief that wants a Chrysler product.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not wild about a Chevy or GM product either, frankly.
Well, Honda doesn't make police cars.
No.
Nor does Toyota.
I know they don't. Yeah.
Looking at the budget going out, it's $140,000 for 24, and then it's going up about $10,000 in 25, and then holds at $160,000. Okay.
And then jumps.
And that remains to be seen. Again, I think the demand for police cars once Ford starts to produce is going to be extremely high, and whether they want to produce enough cars to meet the demand,
right,
or whether it's going to fall short remains to be seen.
Good question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, the good side is all your police cars are purchased off a state term schedule.
Yeah.
Or at least they have been So they've already been through the bid process. And they're going out to the forces, so that's my understanding is the estimate for the cars came from Pennsylvania. Which is not on the state term schedule. It's not bid. Unless it's through some purchasing program out there that you are not a member of right now.
I think they beat the Ohio's the state bid by $1,000 per car.
You need to talk to your legal counsel about buying off of somebody else's list then instead of the state term schedules. And again, right now it's planning 2 cars a year. You have a fleet of, what, 12?
Yes.
We need to sell, but we need to sell 4 of those.
Well,
to reduce the fleet.
I don't.
When we get the new cars.
Well, I thought we had 14.
So if you're looking at a fleet of 8, and what's your life expectancy on your cars?
It depends. If when you have one person per car, you're driving it 40 hours a week. When you increase that by 2 shifts, you know, 10 shifts a week, you probably bring it down to 2 years instead of 4 or 5. So it just depends.
So if you have to replace 4 cars a year,
I don't think we can budget for 4 years.
We got 14 cars, right?
No, we have 12. Well, we have 12.
Okay.
We have 2 of them at Westway.
So 4. And then that leaves you 10 with the 2 new ones.
Yes.
So, if you look at the replacement cycle on that, you're talking 3-4 cars a year?
Well, that's the benefit of having one officer per car if you can. Of course, now we're going to eventually go up.
So 12?
12, so.
And you get 4 years, now you got to do 3 a year.
Yeah.
And we're still short.
And we're still short.
On the budget.
So that's the benefit of trying to stretch cars out to 5 years.
Yeah. Which only drives the deficit into 26 if you start the budget for 3 cars a year.
Right.
So by keeping additional cars instead of getting rid of them, they're already paid for, you save the longevity of the new cars because you're running them 8 hours a shift versus 16. And then you're also the benefit if you're running 8 hours a day, you're going to take that expectancy out as well as your warranty.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get a 36,000 mile warranty, which doesn't
But what I'm saying is, how many miles do you put on a car a year now?
Probably 15 to 20.
Okay, so we would run out of warranty within a year and 2 months.
Yeah.
If we did it to the same car. 2 shifts.
Well, it just comes down to longevity of the car, how often you want to have to replace the car.
So it seems like to me, if we have the extra cars that are done and paid for, they're off warranty, but the ones that are on warranty, we stretch that out further by running more cars.
Yeah, I mean, we keep up with the maintenance, so we stretch them all.
Right.
And we can go down to, the goal was to try to do 1 car a year, like 2.
Yes, and that's replacing a car every 12 years, or the cycle is 12 years then on a car. You're not going to get it.
No.
And for the most part, a police car, in my experience, over the last 12, 13 years that I've been doing this, police cars, ideally, it's best to get rid of them around the 90,000 mark or shy of it. That's when you're going to get the maximum.
Tough mileage, you know.
Yes, they sit and idle a lot.
Yeah.
But yes, it's tough mileage on
them. They do.
Yeah, what shows 90 is 150. Yeah.
Much beyond 90, the repairs and maintenance on them start to go up significantly. So, yeah, the other way you can look at this is each year, what vehicles are approaching that 90,000 threshold, and then you schedule replacements. Unfortunately, you could end up with 2 1 year and 4 another.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So just trying to keep it even at 3 works best for budgeting.
Yeah.
Chief, let me get this straight. The officers all have 1 car.
Currently, yes.
Like Wendell has the same car every day.
Every day.
And he's the only one that drives that car.
Currently, yes.
Okay.
Which gives us a lot more lifespan for the car.
I know past practices, they kept rotating in and out of the same car.
Yeah.
And Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I understood what you were saying correctly.
So
that's a good plan.
But now
it pulls down the mileage.
Decrease there because one or two of them are this way.
So well, we've had two cars that were total of mileage.
No, we don't know.
No, previous.
Oh, previous.
Yes. Yes.
And those were replaced by the insurance company, is that correct?
Well, no, not exactly. Those were replaced out of ARP money.
Okay.
Back when we got the four cars.
Okay.
No, and they also just got new body cams out of ARP.
Right.
To the tune of 40-some thousand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, great to have the grant money to subsidize things.
Oh, absolutely.
But keep in mind,
it's not reflected
in this projection now, and the cost of operations for the police levy, or police fund. So, you still got, you got the computers that are in the cars that have to be replaced every so often.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a 3 or 4 year life on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not cheap, okay?
Nope.
You have other equipment. You get new radar equipment when you get a new car?
Typically, yes.
Okay. What about the cameras in the car?
We don't have cameras in the cars.
Hackett and Jackson.
Most cars today have cameras in there. Those are added costs. One also needs to look at all the other equipment that comes back into play with the police department. Got to replace the vest every 5 years.
Yep. Yeah.
They're not cheap. I think the last round was 20 grand? Something like that.
17.
And actually, it's in the budget for 23. 17 grand on
those. So there are safety features that are required in them that we don't have required.
There needs to be a deeper look into this budget to see what other equipment and its replacement cycle needs to be factored in here.
Okay.
Out of curiosity, Chief, what?
Yes. Vests have all been replaced.
Did we send that out?
So at this time.
No.
It's not
just a question for the Chief. You're right. Those cars that we towed,
yes.
How long time-wise did it take for us to replace those?
Well, it just so happened it happened right around the ARP time.
Okay.
So within months.
It didn't bother.
We were down, which caused the mileage and the wear and tear to go up on the other cars. But
so did we get recompensated from the insurance company for the totals?
Yeah, I would have to see what they paid. It wasn't.
Not
near what it would cost to replace the car or even the equipment.
Okay.
If I recall, there was a round of four cars bought out of earlier.
That's what I was talking about. ARP money.
Yeah.
So, is there, Jeff, anything else as far as the budget that we need? Because I'm going to move on. If there's any other questions, Steve, did you have anything that you want to address the board with or point out?
So, the bottom line is that, Jeff, our critical point is 26.
Well, you'll make it through 26.
Right.
But your deficit at the end of 27.
Okay. That's 139,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Lindsay, is there anything that you, and if it's okay to say Lindsay, I know we're on a first name basis. Is there anything else that from your department that you would like to point out or bring up at this point?
No, I would just like to make a time with Jeff that we can go over the 2024 budget.
Okay.
That needs to take place here fairly quick because we're running out of time.
Okay.
How many meetings in December do you have?
December we have two, but the one is right up on Christmas, the 22nd.
The second one is usually canceled.
What did you say?
The second one,
so that would be the 28th, the right after Christmas. I was looking at the page.
What date is the first one?
14th.
So, to have the annual appropriations for 24 needs to be passed by the 14th that we can begin to open up the accounting system for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
All month of December, we will be in the mode of trying to get things cleaned up and ready to close 23.
Okay. Right.
The sooner we can close 23,
we can move on to 24.
The better off we are.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, performance on the accounting system comes back into play. We've got a significant amount of work to do as far as year end between all of the tax returns that have to be completed for withholdings, the annual report that has to be filed with the auditor of state.
Okay.
Okay. 1099s and W-2s come back into play. They're due at the end of January. There's also a second problem that comes back into play here, and I believe Steve's asked for a meeting to be set up with the auditor of state,
yes,
and myself and the three of you,
mm-hmm,
to discuss more of the pending adjustments that have to be made into 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
To go over those, let you know what's happening there, because that will affect every fund, or almost every fund. Now, once those adjustments have been taken into account through 19, got to go back and revise 2020, 2021, and 2022.
So for
3 years have to be revised, and we have another set of auditors waiting for 20 and 21. If I, no, I'm sorry, did I say that right?
21 and 22.
21 and 22.
Okay, 21 and 22.
Yes, and they're already knocking.
Somebody's got to do 20. 20
through
AOS 20. Stops at 19.
It's 20 through 24.
Okay, 20 through 24.
They're already chomping at the bit. They want the information,
yes,
for 2020, 2021, and 2022. And there's a fair amount of time to be involved in carrying forward all of those changes through those 3 years.
Yes, and they're already asking for documents and stuff, even though the current auditors, yes, haven't left.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question. Are you getting the training and everything from him that you need to get?
That's what I'm asking him now, is to set up,
yeah,
time.
We've had some discussions on a few things. Okay. I spent more time with Robin on things, too, that I know she shares with Lindsay.
Okay.
So
yeah, we it's critical that we get her up to speed ASAP. It's yeah, I need you two like working together,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
on the daily.
Yeah, it's very important, really.
Okay, so Mr. Horn, are you any other questions?
Not at this time, John.
Ms. Justice?
Nope.
John, can I?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Jeff, can you show the projections up there where you took it out, like 5%, 4%?
Oh, you mean the percentages?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Because that'll lead into what we're going to talk about next.
So, as I mentioned, for all the expenditures other than salaries and benefits, 4% for 24, 3% in 25, mm-hmm, 2% for the remaining years. If the feds get their way and they get inflation under control at 2%, it'd be great. But we'll see.
Do you have that same thing for salaries, taking it out at all?
When you go up and look at the salaries,
yes,
you'll see 10.5% for 24. The $4,000 across the board for each officer equates to either 5.5% or 5.75%.
Right.
Add on to it another 5%.
Okay.
Okay, so that's how I got to 10.5.
Do you generally want to
5.5 and then,
I'm sorry?
Do you want to leave that up when we leave in the police contract, just to see.
Yeah, are we going to do that next? Okay.
Jim, are you pretty steadfast on how what you're talking about?
Now? Yeah.
Okay.
Before we get to that, let me know when I'm trying to go each one to see if there's any question before we move on. Chief, did you have anything that you'd like to say on this budget at this point?
No, I think
I have a question for the chief. You and I have talked several times. And you always say your numbers change.
Mm-hmm.
Have we got that under control? Do you understand? Is it something that...
We'll know at the end of the year. This is our last...
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean...
Get with me. If
well,
it does... If it, like...
Well,
I'll think...
I mean, one, I expect minor changes,
change,
yeah, but...
I'll
know.
Think one
no,
thing...
No, I mean, not here, but years past, he never knew what his budget was.
Right.
Like well, I mentioned a little bit ago, I think...
I didn't have access to the UAN, and
right,
things were not in good shape.
Yeah.
So even if they did, I'm not so sure it was all that meaningful for them.
Right.
So one thing that I would just like to clear up, just like I mentioned a while ago, is the chief of the board. Clarify it to the lieutenant and anyone else you need to.
He's really good that, chomp on it.
That...
No,
big amount of money they're talking
go
about.
5%.
We won't know until the end of the year. What?
Correct.
Was.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting that feedback. Are you, Steve, kind of? I know.
It's all convoluted, Ralph. Like
I know it
said,
is.
You just gotta.
Well, it is convoluted, but it seems more like he, Lieutenant, especially. He's told me that.
Yeah.
And if he tells you that, then it may be spread onto the rank and file on this, that,
well,
and the other.
Had we
and
not
caused a lot of unnecessary problems, you know, down the line.
A lot of opinions.
We're trying to, you know, get the contract finished.
That goes back to what I was saying earlier, Ralph.
Yeah.
You know,
is that, yeah, that's what you're talking about, isn't it, Jim?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to move on here in just a second.
Yeah.
If I can everyone's attention, I want to do something that is a little bit different. I know they said there was no comments during it. Since we're moving on, I'm going to open the floor. Either two of you would like to have a quick question?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Personally.
Would you like?
I'm writing them down.
Okay. Great. I'm going to close the floor, and we are going to enter into a quick recess, and then we'll go into the next session. We are now in recess at 9:56. 10:07. We are now out of recess, and we are going to continue on the next session. So I will turn this over to you, Jeff, and let you tell, or no, I take that back.
Steve.
Steve.
I'll go through it. Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairman. We had gone through a number of negotiating sessions with the police union, and our last meeting, we seemed to come to a consensus with the union, but as I explained to the union representatives, I needed to bring this back to the trustees for their review and approval. So, cutting to the chase, what they are satisfied with, they initially asked for what's called a market adjustment bonus of $4,000. We were able to negotiate that down to $1,750. So what that means is their initial salary will get a bump of $1,750, and then added on to that for the next 3 years is a 4% increase. Initially they asked for 5%, we countered with 2.5%, and consequently settled on 4%. Additionally, they asked, the union, for a differential between an officer and a sergeant of 15%. We settled at 13.5%. So the initial first year pay increase for a sergeant will be 5.5%, and then 4%. They are going to increase their insurance premium, $10 per plan, single, family of spouse, or husband of spouse, family. It'll be a $10 increase. And there's a retroactive pay agreement that will go back to July 1, 2023, and it will be just a single check cut. There won't be multiple increases or adjustments for pay going through to today. It'll just be one check.
Mr. Mazur, and that was, I apologize to interrupt, but
no,
just
no,
for
fine.
Clarification, that's due to the contract was out in July,
yes.
And we were working without a contract.
Yes. Yes.
So that one, that retro pay will be at present.
It'll be one check to reflect the $1,750 increase plus 4%.
Okay. And okay, let me get squared away on the retro pay.
So
how much do they get on that?
It's $1,750 plus 4%.
For all okay.
So basically okay. The 4% of their hours from okay. July until you
okay,
got
that makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
They asked for a shift differential. Initially I think it was $1.50. It was negotiated down to $1.35, and it was agreed upon that it would stay at the rate today, which is $1. They requested an additional holiday and additional vacation days, which we said no, and they agreed upon that. And that's what we have for you.
So holidays and sick days.
And I'll make sure you get a copy of this.
So holidays and sick days remain the same, then. Is that what I understood?
So in 24, they're getting a 4% increase. Mm-hmm.
And that 1750 equates to 2.2%.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So overall, it's 6.2%.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So one of the things that we have to look at, and I apologize, did you want to? Is in the world that we're in today, there's only so many officers out there. In order to obtain good quality policing for our community, but yet still be able to attract good candidates, we're not the highest paid. And looking at previous contracts, like from the city and or the counties, the cities, other townships, this was a pretty good deal. And from the police side, knowing what our budget is, we've been working on this since July, right? Was it July something that we started? Keeping us out of going any other route.
No.
Okay, sir, I'll let you go. Go ahead.
No, no.
I understand where you're at.
No, I'm just looking at, I'm talking to him, actually.
I know I was satisfied with this, with these numbers. Everyone has to make a living.
Yeah. 2.2% plus 4.
Okay. Jeff, do you have any comment or anything?
No.
Okay. Is it within?
So at some point,
was it within reach? You feel comfortable with it or whatever?
He had 5% up earlier with not knowing that.
Correct.
It came back as 4.
4.
But what he was also saying is that it actually equivalents to be a 6.2.
Yeah, you get an extra year.
Yeah.
Get an extra year.
It sounds, off the top of my head, they're giving some back. And
2028, you got a problem.
It sounds like it's pretty fair to me. I mean, just pulling numbers out there.
So you're getting 1, 2, 3, 4. You get 5 years on that living now.
Just think if they would have thought about their longevity here.
Again, we still have to revisit.
To some extent, at this point in time, I'm not going to have to live with it.
You still need to revisit the capital outlay needs.
Live with it. Yeah. So.
Okay. So, Mr. Mazur, at a public meeting is where we would vote on this. Obviously, today's not the day. Today's more sharing.
Right.
Would you share your thoughts and comments as far as the administrator of what you put into this as far as what's out there and give us a synopsis of where we're at?
It's kind of a tug and war with me. When we initially proposed 2.5, that was pretty much the standard for townships between 2.5% and 3%.
In the city of Columbus, too.
And then you have to weigh in the retention of the officers. And they are, and I know this is an arguable subject, they are the best benefited police department in Central Ohio. Mm-hmm. But again, it's the retention factor that comes into play. I know the chief right now is working like crazy to find 2 additional officers that we just lost. So it's a give and take. You know, it's very competitive out there.
It sounds like.
So yeah, I'm torn, but I think in the end, it puts a crimp a little bit maybe in the budget, or are we good in the budget? I didn't hear what you and Jim were saying.
We get another year.
Okay. So in the whole picture, working this agreement, if we get another year, I think it's good.
Chief, at this point, what would you, obviously you run this department, and hearing this proposed to settle upon, how does that affect your guys and your department?
I mean, the hardest thing for us to do is keep people. Mm-hmm. You know, longevity mm-hmm. is our biggest issue. As long as it's budgetable, I mean, I think that's the main mm-hmm. concern. I think everybody's kind of looked at the budget and made sure that what they're asking for and what was agreed upon with them and the board could be maintained in the budget. I think we knew at the beginning of the year, Jeff and I had talked, that probably we're going to need to put a small levy on in 28 to cover like a, you know, just a small one to cover some of the inflation and whatnot moving forward to make sure we don't get in the same situation we were in last time with the levy expiring.
Right.
And we're laid off after the department starting over, which is a much bigger expense than trying to keep people.
And that's to be expected when you're looking at the life of a levy. If you look at, if we was look at the levy in 2019 to today, the costs across the board of everything has went up. So what is 28 going to look like? We don't know as far as the world itself. There's no way that you can have one levy that's going to last us 20 years.
No, because it would just be too difficult to get the taxpayers to want to vote for.
Either
something.
You're going to pay a majority of it up front and save it.
Yeah.
So
I just wish we could get off the levy system and so then. Yeah.
I wish we could have income tax. You know, but we're not a municipality,
right.
City or village, so we
right.
can't.
I noticed a lot of the jurisdictions report for different types of
we're very,
things.
Very
same, you know,
yes.
Some
yes.
are trying to add a little payroll tax. I mean, really, they
yeah.
are.
So what
I've noticed that in this last election.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Mr. Horn, one of the things that we do have the capability of is two things. One would be the JED that we're fairly close on. That would bring in a revenue. Then the board would be able to deem necessary if they want to put an extra officer, how that money would be used.
Yeah.
And then secondly, as I mentioned, a township-wide levy, which would bring in additional taxes and give a little bit of relief to the people on how much they're paying.
Well, that would be good.
So,
if
and that would
have,
give us a longevity.
I think that's something that, for the future, might want to be take a look like a sales tax for additional. I mean, that's the way the county.
I don't think you can do a sales tax.
That's the way the county pays for their big.
Yeah, but we can't.
We can't do a sales tax or an income tax.
I don't think so.
See, one of the things that I think that.
Well, I do think we need to, somebody of our type of nature. I can't remember who it was. It may have been Orange Township. They were pretty creative, I thought.
So,
I don't know, now I may be wrong on that, Jim, on Orange, but somebody had put a tax that was irregular on. It was a township.
So one of the things, call it recreation.
So you might want to think and see if you can see that. I don't remember who it was.
Mr. Horns, one of the things that it can be a bad taste in the public's eye when we may call it creative.
Yeah.
But they call it dollars out of their pocket if we make a new tax.
Well, I know they do.
So the best thing, like I keep hitting on, rather than take something from the people's wallets, if we can make a new tax, call it a new tax, but we call it a township-wide levy, and put money back in the public's pocket, but yet increase the longevity of our township and secure it, because that township-wide levy is forever.
Yeah.
Irregardless someone leaves or not, you don't leave.
Well, in theory, I get it, and it sounds super good.
And all it takes is a yes vote.
But, you know, I can see the businesses and the people that have been established right now. That'd be a tough, bad, hard battle, you know, to go back and start getting dual taxes.
But it wouldn't be their choice. It would be the public's choice.
No, I understand that. I understand.
You know, it's not fair to...
That'd make it even worse than the public's choice.
Well, not really, because the public has an opportunity. It was the choice of a... And I don't want to pick one particular place, but any businesses that came in and brought big money in, but what they did is annexed into the city.
Right.
That was their choice to do that, which then took money away from the township, which asked every one of us to pick up a little bit more. So when you look at it from that point, someone dines and then they dash and you have to pick up the right. check, but yet they're still using our services. That's just not right. Mm-hmm. So with that...
Just one other thing I wanted to mention as far as the JAD is concerned. I think we may be, as the old saying is, way short in getting going on this thing, to be honest with you. I mean, what's your general feeling on it? I mean, I know some of the major players in it out there aren't very happy. They don't want to pay more taxes, right or wrong.
Yeah. Okay. I what we can do is have that discussion, because this we have one trustee that's going to need to.
Your thing is, I understand, I sir. I think we're way behind on that. It needs to go.
I agree. You know. We can hold another discussion on that, but today's topic.
Right.
With that being said, we've heard from all parties. I am going to adjourn the meeting. It is now 10:22, and we are adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.